I'm just walking between fields at the Good Life Experience. It's nearly 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's been a very full day so far. There's the getting up, going for a run on new footpaths, well, new to me. The clapping in the background you can hear is from an awesome duet, double bass, and then a guy playing slide guitar. I don't think he's playing slide at the moment, but he was. And some beautiful blues. Been looking around the stalls and the stands. There's like barrows of free apples and pears. There's a whole Land Rover full of apples somewhere. You can just reach in a window and help yourself to free fruit. People wandering around with local ale or local cider, in fact, as well. And this is my first experience of the Good Life Experience. I've been axe throwing. I've had some sheep ice cream. Pondering what to do for lunch, because brought some food to have in the tents, but there's so much interesting stuff on offer that I'm keen to have a look around here and enjoy really well-made, delicious-looking food. Sometimes, you never know, it could be made for you by a very well-known chef of sorts. So, I'm only, I think, 50% through actually exploring on this, the main day. I arrived yesterday and I noticed that one of the very long tents has kind of opened up. There's a lot of hands-on stuff here. Apparently you can learn enamelling. There's people, you can print your own, screen print your own t-shirts. So the festival t-shirts are available, but you can make your own festival t-shirt. Nick Hand, if you know Nick Hand, who cycled to Germany on a bicycle with a vintage printing press on the back. You can print your postcards from this place on a bicycle. Kind of random. Oh, I've just spotted the enamelling, which looks amazing. There's woodworking, there's leather working. In about 20 minutes or so, I'll be honing, excuse the pun, my axe sharpening skills. And here, it looks like a plasticine workshop next to a clay workshop. Ever so slightly random, but why not? So, the sun is shining, very unusual. I'm in t-shirts and shorts, and I thought the summer had gone. Not at all. Oh yeah, what else has been going on? Playing of outdoor pianos, just kind of left around. There's also been hands-on with owls and hawks and things. There's archery. And it just feels, I don't know, it feels like slither of good stuff. I just mentioned you, Nick, on this audio I'm recording. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, yeah.
How are you finding the festival?
Great, actually. Really nice. Just nice sort of pace and seems like a real nice bunch of people and some good familiar faces.
And I mentioned that you're enabling people to print postcards from this place on the back of your bike.
Yeah, we've been printing postcards. So a few people have made some linos just for the event. And we've done a postcard that you can post from here. So we've got stamps and so it's sort of a nice remember postcards. They're kind of nice thing.
Exactly. How analogue of you.
Exactly, yeah. I'm an analogue kind of guy.
You always were. When I met you a while ago at the Do Lectures, you were very, you knew, you had all the digital tools and all the rest of it, but you were very much in touch with that switch everything offside.
Yeah, well, I think it's through meeting other people that make things sort of slowly and, you know, weavers, wood turners, and actually what you realise is there are people that sort of seem quite content with life and work in a, and I just sort of actually kind of quite like that, so I started doing the letterpress printing and it does work. It doesn't pay much of a living wage, but you know, as long as you can get by and pay the rent.
Well, when you look at startup culture and the mentality connected to that right now, you're slammed if you want a lifestyle income. You should be looking for the billions, when in reality, I know deep down, because of, in some ways, I think the malicious nature you have to be going for the billions. I kind of like just going for the lifestyle income.
Definitely. I mean, especially as you get older, you realise actually happiness kind of beats the the kind of beats ambition, actually. And I know which one I'd go for.
The ambitious can never be happy, can they? Because they're always looking at the next rung and they're never present.
I don't know. It could be. But it's just...
You can have goals.
You can have goals, yeah. Goals are all right. But, I think it actually... And like I say, you know, if you wander around here, you just see folk making stuff and...
All repurposing and sourcing. I mean, it's fascinating. I went over to Peddlers, which is the company owned by Charlie,
who's
one of the founders of this event, and to see that it's something I wanted to do years ago, kind of travels the world looking for vintage stuff, and then doesn't even so much as rebrand it, but just enables people on the high street to get their hands on some of this stuff, which is lying around in warehouses a lot of the time. Swiss Army stuff, for example.
Definitely. And I mean, what I really love about what he's doing as well is that it's again, it's not about... This event isn't so much about kind of profit. I mean, it's a really...
He's not going to make money this year.
He's not, no. So I think the whole event is just about getting kind of good things here, good music. And, I mean, similar, you know, if you go to Caught by the River tent over here, those guys are doing the same thing. You know, it's just really good music, and they've got great books in there that they've published, great records they're making. So I think this event, you just get a really good... vibe from the, you know, people around. It sounds a bit kind of...
It does, but it's quite Epicurean as well. If you think, you know, you're talking literature, you're talking conversation, you're talking music, you're talking food. Outside of shelter, there isn't that much left, really, is
there? Well, that's a pretty good combo, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think if you get that combination right, I think you're doing pretty well, actually, and you're going to get a bunch of happy people.
You're telling me I don't need that bucket full of batteries I've got in my tent on the off chance my devices go flat? You're probably right.
You're right, yeah. Well, my little presses, I know when I filled the form in, they say, what electricity do you want? You go, actually, I don't need any of that stuff.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, well, it's great to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thanks very much.